Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting for March 22nd, 2022 to order at 1900. If we all rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, welcome, everybody. We'll start with public comment. Strong showing. They must have thought that Tim wasn't going to be running this meeting. That's why they're not here.
Yeah, no one shows up. Then.
I will move on then to agenda review and adoption. I don't know if there's any changes that need to be made. Otherwise, I would look for a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Councilmember Weber, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Bucketty, aye.
Mayor Lunda, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look for a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilmember Weber, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Bucketty, aye.
Mayor Lunda, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to old city business. Yeah, let's see that. We'll move on then. Yeah, we'll jump to the 2022 street improvement project.
Just first of all, just by way of introduction and for the recording here, Justin Black with SEH Engineering, serving as a city's consultant engineer. In front of the mayor and council tonight is our 2022 street project. And the paper plans that are in front of you reflect the same ones that Jeremy has up on the screen. And in talking with Jeremy and Greg, these are the streets that we've identified for this year's project, and it includes Maria and Louisa are the two streets. So on the top view is a zoomed in view of Louisa. So we'd be going from Henrietta all the way to Sophia, so about two blocks. And then for Maria would be from Jacob to Louisa, including that intersection. What we're proposing for a street improvement is a little bit different than we did on Jacob. Jacob was in pretty bad condition. The street was really breaking up. We were starting to lose some of the pavement. These streets are in definitely need of an overlay, but they're not in that bad of condition. And that being said, what we're proposing to do for these segments of street is to grind off the top 2 inches of pavement, do a seal coat, and then put two inches of new pavement on top of that. So they call this a Texas underseal. And the underseal portion is a seal coat that you put between the two layers of bituminous. And it helps prevent some of the cracking that reflects through. And it also provides just a firmer bond between the old pavement and the new pavement. And this is something that we did last year in the city of Glencoe with some good results. The city of Eden Prairie has been doing it for quite some time. There's a few other metro area communities that have been doing it for quite a while. And the cost of the seal coat is pretty minimal, but they're finding it adds some benefit to holding the roadway together. So that being said, there are existing cracks on the roadway. It's not that the roadway is perfect. And we do expect that those cracks will reflect through, especially the bigger ones. They'll radiate through probably within about a year. But nonetheless, the few cracks that are out there to warrant removing all the pavement like we did on Jacob would probably double the cost of the project. It's just not warranted to do that level of improvement. And even though a few of those cracks will radiate or show through within the first year, You can fill them as part of your regular crack filling program. And we're still going to add 20 or 30 years of life to this roadway. So it's the right fix for the right time and using the best bang for your buck, getting the most out of the project. We feel this is the best improvement. So a couple of things worth noting. We are replacing a few sections of curb. All in total, we're replacing about 230 feet of curb. We went out and took a look, and some of the curb is settled or out of alignment. So similar to what we did on Jacob, for the most part, the curb and gutter is going to stay in place. We won't be getting into any of the yards or driveways, but there are a few areas. You can see on the map what's shown with the green line, like at Central Street. That's an area where we'd be replacing, thank you, Jeremy, replacing some of the curb there that's just broken up and out of alignment. The pink rectangle, if you will, Jeremy, that is between Central and Louisa on the top, that's an alley entrance, and we're proposing to put a new concrete apron in there with new curb and gutter as part of the improvement. One area that Jeremy talked to me about just before the meeting is right there. Thank you. There's actually, and I don't know if you want to flash that picture, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy brought to my attention that there's an alley there, a platted alleyway. So when they originally constructed the street, there it is. When they originally constructed the street, they left a curb opening there so that you'd have access to the alleyway. But from the looks of things, the look of the turf and the grass and just kind of our candid conversation, looks like the alley's not being used daily or maybe not even yearly. So Jeremy asked the question, do we really need to have a curb cut for an alley that maybe gets used once a year or once every 5 years? And the short answer to that would be no. You'd probably be better served by putting a full curb section through there and then replacing that catch basin grate or casting, just the top of it to match that. So that being said, that would be my recommendation to amend the plans to include that. I just did a quick back of the envelope cost estimate, and to replace that section of curb, I'm estimating at about 30 feet, and to put a new drain casting or cover on would be about $2,300. So that would be our recommendation there. But as you can see, even from this, just picture, the roadway in and of itself is in pretty decent condition. You can see some of those larger cracks I referenced off to the far left and far right. They're spaced probably 30 or more feet apart, and that's normal for a roadway to crack just from the expansion and contraction from the hot and cold. And those are the types of cracks that we would expect to see reflect through. But restoring the crown of the roadway with the new bituminous pavement and just that extra stability and thickness would go a long ways to improving the road and give you a longevity for the project as a whole. So do you happy to answer any questions about the project itself? Otherwise, we did prepare a cost estimate for the project. And the total project cost, we broke it out into two sections. The Maria Avenue section is about $87,000. And the Louisa Street is about $85,000. So the total estimate, including all project-related costs, so this would be turnkey, including the engineering and surveying costs, would be $172,000. Now, if we added another $2,300 for that additional curb work, it's going to put us close to about $175,000 in round numbers would be our total project cost. From a schedule standpoint, we did put together a schedule for where we go from here. And if the council so chooses to move this project forward, we would begin advertising the project in the official newspaper and then also online. And we would propose to hold a bid opening on Wednesday, April 27th at 10 a.m. And we've been holding virtual bid openings. So we've been doing it online via MS Teams. All of the bids are submitted electronically, and it's been working out really well. That was something that came about because of COVID, and kind of like a lot of other things, isn't going away. So we're finding in some instances we're drawing a bigger circle of bidders because they don't have to drive 2 hours to drop their bid off at City Hall. So it's been kind of some interesting results. But be happy to answer any questions the council or mayor have regarding the project. Otherwise, there's a resolution
Yeah, so just what I want to add quickly to council to let them know that in our street improvement fund, we have about $273,000. So the funding is there for this project.
Council, any questions for staff or for Justin?
So that 220, that's kind of what we had budgeted for projects for this year. It would be for this and Brad Street, but we're probably two more years out and we use our LGA. So we're looking at about another 180,000 that'll get dumped into there too in the next 2 years.
Okay. And then that'll let us get to
allow us to complete Brad Street.
That's
part of our 5-year plan.
Gotcha. And Brett, go ahead, Jeremy.
Sorry. Then I think after that, I mean, we've hit, you know, 95% of the streets.
Pretty good. You and know. Brad Street's one of those like Jacob that's going to take more work. That's going to be a more expensive project. That street's in a lot worse condition. Yeah. So it's probably good you're saving up some money for that in the next couple of years, and that'll be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah. But. That alley curb, is that our decision alone, or are we going to get pushed back from the land? Or, you know, a property owner? Like, does anybody use that periodically? Be like, hey, what do you do with my alley entrance? Or is that totally our call?
For this particular project?
Yeah, it's our alley.
Okay, I just wanted to make
sure. And really, you do it to keep from having washouts
right
there.
Yeah.
To put that apron in, right?
Absolutely. I guess, are you referring to the one that we're putting the high back curb in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he's referring to the other one.
Oh, Jeremy, where the one, drain is?
The one where we're adding, yes.
I see it, sir. Yeah. I just, like my own concern is it makes perfect sense to, but like if Steven Seward,
this one.
Yeah. Does he use that to get around to the like, backside
yeah,
of his?
Yeah. Like yeah. I back my fish oil cylinder or something. And it, I mean, is it his call or is it purely our call there? I just want to make sure we're not.
You know, the other thing you run into there is, so if you look, so here, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's about where that is.
Okay. Yeah.
This is our property.
Okay.
So I think why they did that was just kind of to have access to get back here to the stormwater, you know, that runs back here.
Gotcha.
But, you know, we really never, ever use it. So. You know, as far as whose call it is, I'd say it's totally ours.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, and I think it's a fair question. You know, you always want to look out for that. I guess in looking at this particular picture, if he would have concerns, it appears to me like he could back in off of his driveway, quite honestly.
Yeah, and, you know,
yeah. So, I mean, I think it's not as if he wouldn't be able to get back there. And like we said before, if you had to get back there and you had a pickup or a decent sized trailer, you can jump your tires up over the curb. Yeah. It's just if you're going back there every day, it's a pain in the butt. But plus looking at the condition of the grass, now no one's driving there every day, or the grass is about to wear up.
Yeah. Plus, I think you got the water coming this way and coming this way.
Yeah.
You know, you get heavy rains.
Yeah.
You know, you might get some. Yeah. Water running in there.
It would definitely clean it up, probably give it a little more finished appearance, just a little nicer look by fixing that up. Now would be the time to do it.
Makes good sense.
Good question, though. From a construction timeline, I can see this thing moving pretty quickly. They'd probably do all of that milling within a day, and you could drive on it as soon as they got done going by with the mill. They would probably come back, not the same day, but maybe a few days or a week later and do that seal coat operation. And again, you could drive on it right after they do that seal coating. And then when they come in and do the paving, which would be the last step, that would be also done in about a day, maybe a day and a half. So it'd move pretty quickly. But it wouldn't be three consecutive days as construction moves. It'd probably be one crew coming in, and then you'd wait a few days or a week, and then another crew. And so you string it all together, it'd probably be 3 or 4 weeks of inconvenience. And somewhere in there, we got to do some curb work too, which would be another operation. But for the most part, the roadway would always be open and accessible. So.
And then do you have in there, Justin, that they'll post no parking
before
they'll come in?
Absolutely. So that'll be part of their requirement, is to post no parking and make sure that everyone's off the street and out of the way. And so.
Any other questions?
Nothing here.
Nope.
Otherwise, if there's no objection, I would say that we would add in that extra curb and that and then go ahead and approve the resolution 2022-06.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve resolution 2022-06 with the addition of the high back curb where there's an alley cut.
Second. So moving second to approve resolution 2022-06 as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Pass. We got a project.
Thank you very much. Right,
thank you,
thank
Joe.
You.
Appreciate it. Yep. Thanks for moving me up too. I appreciate that.
No problem. Now we'll move on then to the general maintenance worker position. The next item in line there is that we do have a suggestion, if the council so chooses, to offer the contingent offer of employment to Brandon Bratch. If there's any questions for the personnel committee or staff, otherwise I look for a motion to approve that offer.
The other guy didn't work out?
No, he declined. He kind of what I heard from him is that he felt the job wouldn't offer him the freedom he was looking for.
So this guy lives in Farmington.
He's moving to, is it Arlington or Greenup? Arlington. Yeah, actually, he'll be closing here shortly in Arlington. Yeah. So
this week or next.
When can he start then? 2 weeks.
No, he had originally told us. Need to give 2 weeks notice, yeah. But I would assume that he'd give 2 weeks notice.
Yeah, I think he said his preference was 2 weeks, but he wouldn't have to.
Yeah, right.
I think it's
yeah.
Council thoughts?
Do you guys do the background and drug tests already, or is that after this offer?
Yeah, after the offer.
Once he accepts the offer, then we'll go through the contingent to that.
And can we start before that comes back, or does that not start until after?
But usually you don't take that one.
It's usually like.
Yeah.
As long as he hasn't lived a bunch of places, like I've seen backgrounds come back in a day.
Yeah, I think we should get it all completed before, you know, unless he says I'll start tomorrow.
Right.
You know, but I would say we want to have the background check and the drug test resolved before officially starting.
So is he going to drive from Farmington to here until he moves every day?
Close on
muscles. Oh,
okay. Any other questions?
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to send out the contingent offer of employment to Brandon Bratch.
Councilmember Weber, second.
It's been moved and seconded to offer a contingent offer employment to Brandon Bratch. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Move on then to the tax forfeiture parcel 45.0750061.
Just a reminder, we have till the next meeting. I don't know if there's any need for any discussion or not, or if anybody had any thoughts, but I would just add it on there. If not, I will just table it again, like I say, to the April 12th meeting.
Perfect.
I have a question on that parcel, because that parcel is that open space that connects Seward to Monins. And we'll see what was interested in that property so that Monins and him together have space for their items. I didn't know how that would work.
Yeah, I believe that they had talked about obtaining that land the last time around we had this discussion about a year ago or so.
Yeah.
and I don't know why they haven't moved on it yet, but
hasn't gotten to auction yet.
Okay. But I suppose, you know, if you wanted to, Jeremy, just reach out to them, you know, between now and the next meeting, and we can make a decision based off that information too.
Okay, I'll do that.
If anybody else has any other questions in regards to that parcel, just let staff know, and then we'll get them talked to, and we'll make a decision next meeting. Next item on the old business is tomorrow morning, there will be a pre-trial meeting for the Trubbish litigation. I think we're still waiting for information to come back from Neaton and hit in that camp.
Correct.
And so there is a outside chance that everything ends tomorrow, but reality probably not going to happen. So any questions the council has for staff on that? Move on then to new business. There is none that we have, so we'll move on to council reports. Councilman Buckentine.
I have nothing.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing.
I don't have anything here, so as with that, I look for a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to adjourn.
Has been made and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman
Buckley,
aye.
Mayor Lamba, all opposed. Hamburg City Council for May 22nd, 2022 is adjourned at 19:23.